Our journey begins with the observation that most planets and moons observed through telescopes on Earth and in space appear round. Anjali Tripathi, an astrophysicist at NASA, attributes this to self-gravity, a force that draws an object's mass towards its center, molding it into a spherical shape. Delving into the origins of these celestial bodies, we find ourselves at the aftermath of the Big Bang, approximately 13.8 billion years ago. The universe, in its nascent stages, was filled with immense clouds of dust. Over time, these dust particles collided and adhered to each other, gradually forming larger messes. Their increasing size amplified their gravitational pull, enabling them to attract even more dust. The process of gravity pulling material towards the center is akin to water swirling down a sink, as explained by astronomer Bruno Marin. In their quest to reach equilibrium, these forming celestial bodies rearrange their mass until it's evenly distributed around the center, resulting in a spherical shape. However, not all planets are perfect spheres. Planets like Mercury and Venus, composed primarily of rock and ice planets with their evenly distributed mass, are almost perfectly round due to their slow rotational speeds. Conversely, gas giants such as Jupiter and Saturn, which rotate more rapidly, exhibit a noticeable bulge at their equators. Even Earth, with its rotation, is not a perfect sphere. Interestingly, not all space objects conform to this round shape. Asteroids and comets, for example, display a variety of shapes due to collisions and other influences. Moons, too, can deviate from sphericity. Mars' moon Phobos resembles a potato. This lack of roundness in smaller celestial bodies, like some moons, is attributed to their insufficient mass and gravity to shape themselves into spheres. Thus, in the vast expanse of space, the forces of gravity and motion play a pivotal role in shaping the universe as we see it, from the perfectly round planets to the irregularly shaped asteroids and moons.